Well, over the weekend, extreme low tides brought curious visitors to Puget Sound beaches. KUOW's Joshua McNichols went to see what the tide left behind.
I'm standing here at Golden Gardens Park, at the beach in Seattle, where one of the lowest tides of the year has revealed a crime scene, as evidenced by the corpses of clams that were killed in their sleep. I've got a few people here to help me solve this mystery, the beach naturalists of the Seattle Aquarium, and some kids who just happen to be here checking out the low tide. Can you describe what we see here?
We're looking at a bivalve, a clam, that has reached the end of its life. We're looking at one half of its shell with a very neat hole, almost a bullet hole, drilled straight through the hinge of this poor animal.
What happened here? What do you think could have possibly made that perfect hole in this shell?
Starfish. I think it was a whale.
A shark.
A moon snail.
A moon snail!
It's the dreaded moon snail. He doesn't see his prey. He feels them. He tastes them. And if you're a clam, he sneaks up on you and engulfs you. It's amazing to think I can't break a shell. Most people can't break a shell. But this small creature has a tongue.
And that tongue is able to drill. It has little tiny teeth.
Filing day after day sometimes until it can reach the interior where the clam thought it was safe. Then it extrudes in there acids, enzymes, anything that'll digest the clam. And then slurps up its own clam chowder. Okay, so all the evidence points to this. The murderer of these clams was a moon snail. But it turns out the moon snail is an important part of this ecosystem. So we're going to have to let him off easy.
It's a horrifying animal if you're a clam. But, you know, when you see it on the beach, it's just plain cool.
This is a moon snail shell. It's an old one and it has barnacles on it.
For KUOW, I'm Joshua McNichols at Golden Gardens.